Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
We'll get Kyle Schwarber in the Home Run Derby in a couple of weeks, huh? Power surge continued into this final week of June, one that started for the former IU All-American on June the 12th. Two out of the park Monday to start the week, 15 homers this month. The most in a calendar month by a leadoff hitter all time. So June 12th, Schwarber hitting .343, 26 RBI, and he's walked 8 times. Mentioning hitting, the Reds' Nick Castellanos, leading Major League Baseball, .347, 43 extra base knocks, 15 homers, including that grand slammer on Monday that took down the Phillies en route to a career-best 7 RBI night. That granny the first hit by a Red this season.
Being a third batter and playing every day, and you know, that's what I'm supposed to do in those situations, which is to drive these guys in and give us, you know, a chance to win. You know, earlier in the year, you know, I've had my stretches where this home series, to be able to have these moments and to be able to come through for everybody, just means a lot.
Nick Castellanos, and here's to a hefty July, Nick, you and the Reds. He was named, by the way, a finalist on Monday for a spot as a starter in the All-Star game coming up. Reds Padres coming up a little bit later tonight. Tommy Thrall's pregame at 6:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, July arrives tomorrow. Usually we talk Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame induction. Well, we will. The organization's 10th class, its induction obviously postponed by COVID last summer, moves to a new date, August the 6th, a Friday night, at the Monroe Convention Center. Postponed a year, the 21 class goes in on that August Friday. Robert Boldinghouse, Kent DeFord, the Dwayne brothers, Queth and Dwayne Dwayne, Rusty Fischel, Amanda Worthen, Mo Moriarty, Bo Henry, John Harrell, and yes, yours truly. Very humbled to be added to the Hall of Fame list, without question. Hall of Fame President Kit Klingelhoffer.
This county has been so blessed per capita. I think if you look at Monroe County versus any other county in Indiana per capita, to see the number of great athletes and coaches and contributors that come through here, I think it would compare to any county in the state of Indiana.
Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame President Kit Klingelhoffer. Banquet reservations, go to the website at monroecountyshof.org. Giving you a full month to get ready for induction night, August the 6th. A little bit different this summer for the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. Reds tonight against the Padres, 6:40 pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.